B-Pod Studios.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Guess what day it is?
It's Wednesday.
Hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Who cares about that?
Guess what tomorrow is?
Guess what tomorrow is?
Tomorrow's the 4th of July.
4th of July.
Any big plans?
Any big plans?
Yeah, any big plans?
4th of July tomorrow, I'm going to find a barbecue to be miserable at.
Sit back and watch the fireworks.
Sounds fun.
Showtime, huh?
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brunson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
Happy July 3rd. Traffic already this morning. People are getting the heck out of Dodge. No doubt about it.
Oh, boy.
You guys are leaving as soon as you possibly can. I got the memo. That's fine.
Yep.
I left my car running.
So, Brunson, see you later, man. Yeah. Welcome to Boston, Bob. See ya. Yeah. LBF, you had an incident yesterday that You have to share. I know it's embarrassing.
Okay. No, I know. So,
and it had to hurt.
It's this. What could possibly be worse than being called ma'am? I found out. So I got this Facebook message just randomly, instant message that said, waving to all my grandmother friends. And I was like,
really?
That's weird. But, you know, people make mistakes. It's no big deal. So I just blew it off. I mean, I texted Brian and said, why is this happening to me? but anyway, but I just figured it was a mistake. But then I went to pick up my daughter from camp yesterday. Mm-hmm. And my mother, this past Sunday, is a columnist for the Boston Globe. And she wrote a great column about her granddaughter, Lucy, turning 16.
Cry.
She makes everyone cry. That's her job.
Lucy's 16.
My granddaughter turned 16, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So a camp counselor, like someone who runs it, comes over and says, are you here to pick up Lucy? And I said, yeah. And she said, you know, we really loved your column about her. And I'm like, that was my mother's column, but thank you so much. And then I just realized, I'm like, wait a minute. They think I'm Lucy's grandmother.
You're Lucy's grandmother.
I was like, and coupled with the wave grandma thing, I'm like, what's happening? There's like, the only worst thing is that if somebody came up to me and said, are you interested in our retirement community?
Well, yeah, that or a senior discount.
Exactly.
Seniors get 10% off. Maybe you ought to just go with it. Just roll with it.
Thanks.
Getting your hair colored today?
Yes, I am.
Big sunglasses covered. Anything like that. What were you wearing?
I was wearing normal clothes. I was wearing cut off jeans, jean shorts, which I actually never really
she
wear
was trying
from
to
the
be
Old
a,
Navy, and like a Gap t-shirt. I was looking
so you were going for the hot grandma look. Okay.
Oh my God.
No, I mean, for some people.
Yes.
You're right. Nothing worse you can say.
There's really nothing worse.
But just get the discounts. I'm saying go with
it. Okay, I'm going to work it to my advantage. Yeah. Thank you.
If I were you, Nana, I definitely would. 105.7 WROR 80s and more. It's a free ticket weekend. Check this out. Incredible tickets. You've got Heart, ZZ Top, Cheap Trick, Pat Benatar, John Fogerty. I mean, just an amazing weekend.
That's amazing.
So it all starts tomorrow. I'll be listening right here, WROR, for your chance to win. All right, some sports, shorts. Sox won 10-6 last night. That's good, right?
Yeah, that
finally
was really good.
I watched it with my mother-in-law, Bev.
Really?
She was happy. She was very excited. 10-6, they play again tonight. What you got, LBF?
I have very good news because the U.S. women's team in the World Cup won yesterday 2-1. I was very nervous because I was watching briefly, and because I was born in Boston and grew up during a very dark time, I think that there's a possibility that I can help them lose
you're
by
the
watching.
Jinx. I got
I'm
it.
Not
yeah.
like
yeah.
a real, you know.
So you thought you watching was going to jinx
again.
Because
I'm not a hardcore soccer person. I'm just a fair weather person. So I just felt bad. But I did watch, and they were so great. I can't believe how much running one has to do.
Yeah.
So they're going to advance to the finals.
Yeah.
And they'll play the winner of today's match. That's between the Netherlands and Sweden.
Yeah, it was great. Like Alex Morgan had a goal.
It was her birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
She sipped some tea.
Yeah, that was in your face.
Oh, yeah.
The little sip your
great.
Tea.
I like a little hot dogging. Nice. I think it's fun.
You like the hot dog?
I do. I like a little hot dogging. Why not? You work hard. Do it.
Yeah. Well,
and Megan Rapinoe, she was out of the game yesterday because she had a hamstring issue.
That's right.
Not surprising.
Neither.
I mean,
you should be good.
You know what? There's no chubby. There's no chubby soccer players.
No.
That's not happening.
No.
I couldn't have dad bod soccer guy. Not going to happen.
No. So and their goalie.
They can run and run.
Was amazing.
Most stressful
Alyssa
job
Nair.
Ever.
Well, she had to guess. All you can do is guess where they're going to kick it.
Yep.
I mean, just smothered the penalty kick that would have tied it up. It was amazing.
I would be riddled with anxiety.
Yes, that was all your fault. Nice.
Just
give me a minute. I got to do my breaths.
All right, that's sports shorts. Now it's Bridgewater Sports.
And, yes, and the sports brought to you by Whole Foods Market. And, so in West Bridgewater Sports, I'm coaching the boys' fourth grade summer team, and I am not a good coach.
Why do you say that?
Well, the kids played great yesterday. We went up against a team that practices like three times a week, and they, you know, are just amazing. We have just a bunch of kids that are just playing their hearts out. Mm-hmm. They're hustling.
Fourth grade,
they're playing
right?
So great.
Fourth grade. Okay.
We lost.
What'd you lose, Brian?
We lost 52-8,
and
It got a little heated on the sidelines.
It did.
My wife caught
this. Wait a minute. So, no, you're okay.
I'm the coach.
You're the coach.
And I was talking to my assistant coaches, and I don't know.
The other team got a little out of hand. The other team didn't give up and maybe just try to miss a shot?
They couldn't miss, and they were not. Like, at the end of the game, they were just, like, throwing up everything, and it was all going in.
Got fired, but you do have a new job.
I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to?
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
You're a juice box guy now, man. You got fired last night. You just don't know it, okay?
Yeah. ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
4th of July is always a problem.
Here we go.
It scares the crap out of my dog.
Freaking Tiger.
Loud banging after they shoot him.
Then there we go.
My dog pees all over the rug. Because my stupid neighbors.
Who freaked the dog out?
Yes.
Who freaked the dog out?
Who freaked the dogs out?
It's a terrible time to be a dog.
Oh, you feel bad.
Yeah. They don't know what they're in for.
Right? I have two dogs. Sophie the Schnauzer, who couldn't care less. I mean, she would just...
They're very aloof Schnauzers.
Yeah. Thank you.
I know, right?
I'm like, do I own you or are you just moving in? I mean, this dog doesn't care about me at all. Our rescue dog, Shiloh, is a Jack Russell at Corgi, right? So she's super, you know, glommed on, a sweet dog. And she actually misses me because I haven't been home. Carolyn is sending videos of her waiting by the door.
Oh, that's cute.
I mean, does anybody care more than that?
Nobody. I'm just telling you right now.
I don't think Carolyn's waiting by the door. She hates thunder, hates fireworks even worse. So my wife wants to buy the thunder shirt. Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah.
The thunder shirt.
What does it do?
Supposedly, it's a hug, you know?
It's like a weighted blanket.
Yes.
I love a weighted blanket.
Do you like a weighted blanket?
Yeah, it makes me feel very safe.
You don't shake as much? You don't, like, crawl under the bed? So that's what happens. She just goes under the bed. We don't see her. So people already started last night, and there's going to be fireworks, you know, next year. So if anybody has experience with the thunder shirt, let me know if it works before we waste our good hard-earned money.
I saw a video. You might want to try this if that doesn't work. Of a guy who puts his dog in front of his iPad to watch TV shows and then puts headphones on the dog. And the dog, it's a golden retriever that sits and watches and everything else. So you could do that.
Your headphones.
Yeah, okay.
I do it with my kid.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe it'll work for
him. Wow. You don't have a dog, do you?
No, I didn't think so.
The headphones.
Here, just slip these headphones on.
Shake it off there, Shiloh. All right. So if you have any experience with the Thunder shirt, and if it works, just let me know. 617-931-1067.
1057.
I wrote 6. There's good reason for that.
Put a dollar in the jar, Bob.
Thank you. 617-931-1057. All right, Tristan, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Now, you have the Thunder shirt, and does it work?
Oh, yeah. So I have a Jack Russell at a well, and she can't do anything during big thunderstorms or any sort of loud noises from trucks going by.
So it works.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like a very tight weave, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it wraps around the belly and the back of them and tucks into like a pocket of Velcro on the side of them. Gives them really tight, snug, even hug, essentially. And it really does work.
You could use Spanx.
Doggy Spanx. Does your dog have, you know, trying to squeeze into that dress?
All right.
All right, LB, can anybody loan me some Spanx?
Yes. Yeah, yes, I can.
All right, all right, we got Alex. What do you say, Alex?
Hey, how you doing? You
good.
I have the Thunder Jacket, and it works for my dog as well.
What's your dog?
I have a Rottweiler.
If it works on
wow.
a Rottweiler.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I didn't think.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Rottweiler was afraid of anything.
Yeah, Alex, you got the nervous Rottweiler.
That's,
all right, thanks, guys. That's pretty awesome.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay. Going to be, you know, beautiful out.
Yeah. Okay,
so,
start over. Okay.
You know, you should probably watch some TV. I'll tell you what to watch this weekend. By the way, Dirty Laundry is brought to you by Brigham Health. But first, my favorite subject, Gwyneth Paltrow.
I saw this and I knew you couldn't wait to talk about it.
Because Gwyneth Paltrow, the question is she a greedy extortionist? Well, some people who went to her wellness retreat think so.
Wait, I couldn't hear your air quotes.
Yeah.
Wellness retreat.
Yeah.
Okay.
The air quotes are there. They're big. They're in bold. It was a ripoff, but a Goop rep says that the true value of the experience was worth more than the attendees paid. Get this.
Okay.
Gwyneth Paltrow, in the UK, she had this weekend of Goopy stuff, wellness and jade eggs. And you,
what? What? Yeah.
Jade eggs. Don't you know about the jade egg?
No.
She sells on her website a jade egg that you hold in your lady purse.
Oh, okay. The jade egg. I didn't. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just ordered an egg and cheese.
Yeah. Well,
don't order that.
Ask your wife about it.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
So anyway, they paid more than $5,000 for a weekend with this wellness summit. First of all, these people have more money than brains, as my grandmother would say, because that's a ridiculous amount of money to spend any time with Gwyneth Paltrow. A Goop rep says the true value of the weekend was more than $8,000 because of free extras, including golden facials and, quote, far infrared gemstone therapy. Oh, now, you know that a lot of people have...
$5,000.
A lot of people have complained that Gwyneth Paltrow's whole line of goopy goop stuff is complete, like, you know...
BS.
Yeah.
Yeah, snake oil.
It's goop.
Stuff like that.
I mean, that's what it is. Yeah.
And some woman who went there said, Gwyneth acts like she's a health goddess, but actually she's a pretentious, greedy extortionist. She was unapproachable. She did the minimum. And then she put on her Birkenstocks. I don't understand that trend. And snuck out. I was a huge fan of Gwyneth. Well, there's your problem.
Yeah.
And now I feel I've lost my faith in God.
Because of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, people really, I mean,
jeez.
I don't know.
$5,000.
$5,000.
And they got to breathe the same air as Gwyneth for free.
That. There's that.
I have that, like, so the other part of Gwyneth is that, like, she looks so good. She literally looks like she's 22.
And how old is she?
She's like 45, 46. And so part of me admires her, but part of me loathes and detests her.
I think that's the bigger part. Yeah, I'm going to go with that's the bigger part with you.
So anyway, any chance I get to make fun of her, I take it.
Duly noted. Brian, write that down.
Yeah.
I mean, one Gwyneth a week would be good.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Hey, Lee Iacocca was alive, though, which was really surprising, but now he's dead. He was 94 years old. I didn't realize that he was instrumental in the creation of the Ford Mustang.
He's the father of the Mustang.
The Ford Pinto. That ended badly.
I had one. We don't want to go there.
The Chrysler minivan.
He did the minivan.
That's terrible.
Wow. Have you ever had a minivan?
No, but you know what I have to say? I have to say that people scoff at the minivan, but it's pretty awesome. When I get in one, I'm like, whoa, this is posh.
Yeah.
But if you drive a minivan as a single person, that is not... not so posh.
As a single person.
Can you
probably own a serial
killer? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I just need the room.
A single person and drive a minivan.
You're
that's
not allowed.
Wack.
You're not allowed. I don't think they'll sell you one.
All right.
Okay, no.
Yeah, get out of here.
I'm going to need to see some kids.
Show me some kids. No.
Okay, and then things to watch because, you know, not everybody gets invited to barbecues.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stranger Things starts on Netflix tomorrow. You can binge watch that. It's season three. It's back to the 80s. I mean, it's got the soundtrack already. Is
we're going
awesome.
To the mall.
I'm very excited.
We like that show. You with it?
So good.
Oh, yeah, my God. Right? I love that show. It's so great.
I was one of those, I'm not watching this crap. I'm not going to do it. And then just got sucked in.
Yeah.
It's really good.
To what do they call
Who's
it?
The guy who does the
upside
sheriff?
Upside down.
Yeah.
The sheriff guy?
It's oh,
fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, love
yeah, he's good.
I don't really like scary things.
Yeah.
And this was like, I'm like, I don't know. I think it might be too scary, but it's great.
It's great.
Love it. Love
yeah.
it.
All right. Monday on American Pickers on the History Channel, Aerosmith's van that they found in the woods that was restored.
Yeah.
Right. That episode is airing. And then apparently now that restored van is on display at their Vegas show. So that's kind of exciting. Cool.
Not a minivan.
Not a minivan.
Cool
Aerosmith
rock van.
Minivan
cool
is
rock van.
Yeah. Scary. All right, there you go. That is your dirty laundry.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right, it's 7:14, so LBF, I guess. Monday was my first day, so I'm not aware that you've been doing a run club.
Well, you should be aware that I'm a failure.
No.
I'm pretty much every level, especially when it comes to any aerobic situation. But I got this email from Charles River Running Club. It's in Norwood, and it said, I don't know why I got the email. It was like a miracle because I'm not on that mailing list. And they said, we're doing a beginner's run club if you want to join us on Thursdays and Saturday mornings. And I sent it to my friends. I'm like, who wants to do this with me? And my one friend, Melissa, my only friend who responded was my friend Melissa, who's run a marathon.
Oh.
So she was just like...
That wouldn't be a beginning runner.
No, but she wanted to do it with me because she knows how bad I am.
You know what's interesting? You always get emails for that other Lauren Falcone
who's
successful and exercises. Yes. I wonder if that email was meant for her.
Who's that?
She's another Lauren Falcone. I get her emails sometimes. So maybe that was meant for her.
She's like the alter ego.
She's like me if I made good life decisions.
Right, she's the perfect.
She's her opposite
thin,
George.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I started it, and they you work up to a certain thing, and it's been 2 months, and tomorrow is my 5K.
All right.
And
you
so,
ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready to not do it.
No.
And I really feel like I need to be honest with people about this because I talked about it. Because I am an imperfect human being. And just because you don't reach a goal initially doesn't mean I'm giving up, because there is another 5K, the Canton Classic, in October. I think maybe on my birthday.
There's 5Ks like every weekend.
Whatever.
Wait a minute, but why can't you, maybe you want to just do do 1K, do a couple K. There's no judgment.
I ran a mile for the first time 2 years ago.
It been since then?
Yes.
And you just finished it, right?
I got up. I did a good job. I got up to running 5 minutes at a time, straight, and then walking. So you're supposed to be able to do it for 30 minutes without stopping. But I'm up to 5, so I'm going to continue on. I have all my little classes on, emails. Mm-hmm. And
so it's like couch to 5K, back to couch.
Yes. I'm a couch to 5K, back to couch to 5K.
If they could just add it up, you would do your 5K. Now, is it for a charity or of some sort?
No.
Oh, it's not a charity. What are we doing this for?
Just to be healthy?
I
thought you had to bang out a check to cover the cost. You're good.
No. So anyway, I'm going to do it. But if you give up on something, don't feel bad. It happens to all of us.
Making yourself feel better. That's good. That was pretty smooth.
I never finish anything.
No, but it's not like it's for charity. I was going to write a check right here now.
Oh.
I was definitely going to do that. You should have. But now I don't have to. All good. So we've been thinking of a name for the show. Right now it's the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian Bell, and all those bees, right?
Yeah. A lot of bees.
A lot of bees in there. Now, you'd have to maybe drop your last name.
It's fine.
So it'd be
about it.
It could be.
I've been having problems.
Sorry, Dave.
Dave, if you're listening.
Wow.
So it would be Bronson, Beckham, and Bell. It could be like the B team.
Oh, okay.
So let's run this idea by you. Okay.
All right. In 2019, a crack radio team was assembled. They make their living trying to entertain Boston's commuters while they sit in traffic. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, if you like hits from the 80s and more, you should tune into 105.7 WROR. Maybe you can find them, the B team.
It's the B team. I like it.
But
just so you know, I was talking to the boss about it yesterday.
Yeah.
He goes, Yeah, it sounds really self-deprecating. Like, you know, there's not much there. Yeah. Low expectations.
I think that's great.
Yeah. I think he's right.
Yeah, that's what we're going for.
All right, good. You know, this could work. I like it.
Speaking of low expectations.
Uh-oh.
LBF's supposed to be running a 5K tomorrow.
Supposed to be.
Find out about that coming up in a little bit.
All right. He looks chagrined. I think the word is chagrined over there, so we'll see. All right, coming up next.
1057
WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian, and Ralph. Good morning. Morning, Ralph.
Morning.
All right, Ralph, what are you doing? Where are you from?
I'm from Northwood, New Hampshire. I work as a sanitation engineer.
Oh, that's great. Oh,
nice.
Like sanitation engineer.
Yep.
That's good.
You know, hot day.
Yeah.
Like that. That's a tough job, Ralph. Right?
Oh, yes.
All right, but you're up for it. Now,
do you have a bad sense of smell, Ralph?
In this type of work, you want one.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I love that commercial. He's gone nose blind.
Yes, exactly.
Ralph's gone nose blind.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Ralph, we're going to play Would You Rather. Here's how it works. Each of us are going to ask you a stupid question, and there's no wrong answers, just stupid questions, okay?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start with ladies first. LBF, what is your question?
Dark.
Here we go.
Yeah,
would you rather, working with July 4th fireworks, blow off your thumb or your big toe?
Oh, God.
Well, I need my thumb, so I don't need my big toe. So
Are you sure about that?
Big toe, yeah. It's balance.
You're the big toe.
Yeah, you won't be running any 5Ks.
Yeah, but I drive, so I don't.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. All right, that was easy.
I told you, Ralph.
Perfect.
He thought it through.
If you blow off your thumb, you could always replace it with your big toe.
No, that is an option.
So,
Ralph, that is an option.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So, LBF, what's your answer?
What's my answer?
What would you do? You got to say what you're going to do.
Probably my toe.
I'm going toe.
You know what?
I'm going toe.
Then your sandals would look
weird. Exactly. Yeah, that's nice shoes. I'm taking it back.
Forget my thumb. Four fingers. Yeah. Okay, good.
All right. You ready? All right, Ralph.
Number two, Ralph.
All right, Ralph, you're going to a 4th of July cookout. Mm-hmm. Would you rather go to a 4th of July cookout that has absolutely no meat or a 4th of July cookout that has absolutely no alcohol?
I'd rather go without the alcohol because, you know, if you go to a vegan cookout, what are they cooking?
Yeah, I'm confused.
So you need the meat more than the alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going straight alcohol.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, what? No.
Yeah. I'm going to need alcohol.
Yeah.
I'll forego. I'll have a burger tomorrow.
Yes, exactly.
If need be. But I need a beer today.
Right. So that's it.
I will gladly pay you Tuesday.
That's exactly it.
All right, Ralph. Last would you rather question. Ralph, would you rather wear a patriotic Speedo to that party or be dressed as a Revolutionary War reenactor, right?
Oh, yeah. Nice wool uniform.
The whole bit, the hat, the musket.
Yeah. Or the patriotic Speedo to the party, Ralph.
Well, if you saw my physique, you wouldn't want to see this in a Speedo.
I'm going with the patriotic ensemble reenactment. Yeah, I think so.
It's going to be hot, Ralph.
Wow.
Yeah. Come on. I'd have to go. Me and Ralph. I'm going as General Grant. I know that was a big hot topic.
Really? I'm wearing that Speedo and drinking a beer, buddy.
You know what's going to be hot.
Everybody's going to leave. You actually will have the party to yourself. Right?
I'm staying home at this point.
No.
If I was in a Speedo, they'd have to call Animal Control Officer.
Ralph.
Stop hitting on me.
Learned a lot about you, Ralph.
Wow. We got the right guy for the first time. Would you rather? Ralph, thanks for playing. We got a parting prize for you. How about some tickets to see Heart? Yes.
Oh.
Hot.
All right.
At the Xfinity Center. Wednesday, nice. July 17th. All right, Ralph.
Nice. All right. Thank you.
Get that Speedo ready, Ralph. You got it. Thanks for playing Would You Rather, okay?
Thank you.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
Okay, this is brought to you by Brigham Health. Gwyneth Paltrow's driving me crazy. What to watch on this beautiful weekend inside so you don't have to talk to your friends and family. And first, why is Leonardo DiCaprio acting like an old man saying, get off my lawn? So he was interviewed because he's got a new movie out called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is about the Tate murders and the, you know, Charles
right,
Manson.
Right. With who?
Pitt? With Brad Pitt.
Okay. Who? Yeah.
Well, you know, with that Pitt guy?
don't sound too excited about that. There will be
anyway,
that Pitt guy.
They were asked about sort of, you know, the future of movies. And Brad Pitt says he's curious about the future of Hollywood streaming because it's led to more opportunities. But Leonardo DiCaprio isn't so sure. He says all the content has led to a lot of garbage and that he thinks there are dark ages ahead for the movie industry.
The dark ages.
Wow. Sounds like he couldn't find anything at Redbox.
Yeah. Sounds like he's not getting that $20 million payday. So, that's what the thing is.
Brad says, you know, I'm curious to see what the future of movies is, what shape it takes, and I really appreciate the streaming services because we're seeing more and more quality projects, more writers and directors and actors getting a shot. It just tells you how many talented people there are out there. I like to think there's room for both. Like, that's a normal, sort of hopeful response.
Yeah, the dark ages. Mm.
Leo's like, meh.
Because he's not getting bank on that. You can't, right? The Netflix, he's not make the same money.
Exactly. He says, studio system is broken again and corporations have taken over the artistic vein. That's why there's so much talent moving to streaming videos so they can do creative stuff that they wouldn't otherwise be in theaters and TV. But he says there's an overflow of content and, again, that it's garbage.
That creative stuff doesn't pay what a big blockbuster does.
No. So he gets one less yacht.
Yeah.
One less supermodel.
He's open-minded when it comes to supermodels under the age of 25. But when it comes to movies and streaming services, he's a dinosaur.
That's exactly.
Okay, congratulations, Leo.
Interesting.
Gwyneth Paltrow is driving me crazy again. And I'm not the only one because a bunch of people who went to her UK wellness retreat, and yes, the wellness is in big quotations because,
wait a minute. The UK?
The UK.
Oh, okay. Now I understand it because nobody here is paying $5,000.
Oh, no.
Because we all know.
UK, they paid $5,000for this ridiculous weekend of Gwyneth. And some people are really upset. They felt like they didn't get what they paid for. Mm-hmm. And that Gwyneth was actually, she acts like she's a health goddess, but actually she's a pretentious, greedy extortionist who's unapproachable and does the minimum. She put on her Birkenstocks
and
sneaked out. Right? And this woman said, I was a huge fan of Gwyneth. Now I feel like I've lost my faith in God.
In God.
I'd sneak out if I was wearing Birkenstocks, too.
Yeah. Right? No, they're trendy now.
I don't think so.
Trendy.
You don't like the Birkenstock look, huh?
Weird.
They're making them much more attractive now because they're trendy, and apparently they're the most comfortable shoes ever.
They better be for what you're paying for them.
I know, they're like $80.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah.
For like really
I know. I have
shoes.
A 20 and a 22-year-old. They're hip to the Birkenstock.
All the youngins are wearing them.
And Leonardo.
Leonardo DiCaprio hates them. He thinks they're very terrible.
Good to know.
People.
Wear them, girls.
Yeah,
good.
And I wanted to just mention, speaking of streaming services, Stranger Things.
Oh, thank goodness it's
starts
back.
Starts tomorrow. You can binge watch it all day while your family and friends light things on fire. and we have
Fingers.
All the information on Stranger Things at WROR.com so you can catch up and everything. So anyway, enjoy. And we don't blame you if you don't talk to anybody because that show's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's
I think
so
we're
good.
All in. All right. Would you binge the whole series or do you like to stretch it out?
I like to binge.
Really?
I like to watch TV like I eat.
You know?
All right. Wow. Dinner at LBF's. It's going to be quick. We're going to just watch 10 shows back to back. Well, sounds like fun. All right. There's your dirty laundry.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
All right. You know, we might have a new name for the game, LBF.
I know we may have it. You want me to tell you?
Yeah, I like it.
super smart in 60 seconds.
All right. Let's
Ooh, are you super smart?
All right. Let's find out. Catherine from Millis. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Catherine, what do you do for work? Just, you know, so Boston needs to know.
I'm an accountant at a law firm in Boston.
Oh, fancy. Smart. Right. Smart.
Right. She said we're her friends, so she said we can call her Kathy.
Oh, okay. Hi,
that's
Kathy.
Pretty good.
Hi.
That's right, more Kathy. Fun. All right. Are you nervous?
A little bit.
No. Are there people watching you?
No.
That's smart. Yeah, yesterday.
That you know
of. Annette decided to have an audience. Not so good. All right, here's how it's going to work, all right? LBF's going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. If you don't know one, say pass. And we'll go back to it if we have time. You get all 10 right? Within 1 minute, you win $1,000. It's go time. Are you ready, Kathy?
I'm ready.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
What does LOL stand for?
Laugh out loud.
How many watts make up a kilowatt?
Pass.
What TV detective kept an alligator as a pet?
Pass.
Americans will spend $1 billion on this July 4th.
Fireworks.
What fairy tale character has two ugly stepsisters?
Cinderella.
Who tore up a picture of the Pope on TV in 1992?
Sinead O'Connor.
The Hall of Mirrors is the largest room in what famous structure?
Versailles.
What age followed the Bronze Age?
Pass.
What is the only mammal with four knees?
Walrus.
What artist sold only one painting during his lifetime?
Van Gogh.
How many watts make up a kilowatt?
26.
What TV detective kept an alligator as a pet?
Magnum P.I.
What age followed the Bronze Age?
Oh, yeah.
You did really well.
You hit a good stretch there.
I know.
I mean, the Van Gogh.
Yeah,
good.
Van Gogh.
Yeah.
I was not history minor.
Oh, really? Wow. See, you know what? That's why.
You knew that right away. Wow.
Isn't that awful? You know, one painting. Anyway.
No, lopped off an ear.
How many watts make up a kilowatt? 1,000.
It's that kilo. Oh.
It's
a kilo.
Yeah.
Kilo.
Kilowatt, yeah.
See?
Okay.
You remember Sonny Crockett? What show was that?
Miami Vice.
Speaking of kilos.
Yep, that was the TV detective who kept an alligator as a pet. Americans will spend $1 billion this July 4th on beer. Brian has met a lot of that.
Yeah, well, it goes. They spend it on beer and then fireworks and then bandages.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then the age that followed the Bronze Age is the Iron Age, and the only mammal with four knees. I like walrus, but don't they have like flippers?
At least, yeah.
Maybe there's a knee in there.
Elephant. Mm.
Yeah, four knees.
Still not bad. How many did we get right? That's about five, right? Did
One,
I count five?
Two, three, four, five.
Yeah,
yes.
Very good.
Good counting, yeah. Bob.
Way to go.
Hey, Kathy, so you're only half bad, all right?
Yeah,
that's not bad. But we do have a parting prize for you, all right? So you think you have what it takes to play? Everybody else, you log online at WROR.com, but you have a pair of tickets to see Styx at the Orpheum Theater on Saturday, November 9th.
Wow.
That sounds good.
But first,
thank you very much.
Thank you. You have to sing "Babe" for us from Styx. Can you
Ooh,
give us?
No.
Okay. All right.
No. Yeah.
Another right answer. Good. Thank you, Kathy. Can you hang on?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You
have a great 4th of July. All right. Hey, like I said, if you want to play, win a grand in 60 seconds, or quite possibly the new name.
Super smart in 60 seconds.
Look at that. All right, we do it weekdays at 8:10. If you got what it takes, just go to WROR.com. We'll randomly pick players from the online entries, and you could win a chance at $1,000, just like Kathy did.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Hey, the Sox won last night. Play again tonight in Toronto. That's one down.
That's good.
Put me in. Do I want to get this call, Brian? You say?
Maybe.
Okay, I'm scared. ROR, good morning.
Hi, Bob. When I heard Lauren was leaving, I said, oh, they'll never find an idiot to replace him.
An idiot to replace him?
Oh, my God.
And I cried like everybody else.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, you are a great idiot.
I mean, could you tell me if that is...
idiot.
I'm not sure if I am being complimented or not. Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too. I think. Do I love? I don't know. Yeah.
That.
All
right.
I think he's okay. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'll
take it. He called me a lovable idiot. Okay. All right. So yesterday I made a Bob observation. So I kind of introduced you to that of mm-hmm. just things that you observe in life, yeah. right? So I'm staying with my mother-in-law, Bev. I mentioned that. Oh, by the way, last night she cooked dinner, which is. Really sweet.
Yes,
right?
Very nice.
But one thing about, elderly people, they love frozen food, don't they?
They sure
we
do.
We had frozen cordon bleu.
Oh, my God.
Frozen mashed potatoes, frozen string beans, and canned cranberry. Mm. And you know what? It was delish.
I'm sure.
I mean, everything was frozen and fantastic. So Bev's coming. Isn't that great? So she's coming back with me. We're going to go back to Jersey
yep.
as we're trying to sell that house. And she's going to come back and watch fireworks with us. And she said, "No, well, this is nice because usually I watch it on TV. You're not really watching fireworks if you watch it on TV.
Yeah.
Are you?
Are you watching? Yeah. For me?
Yeah.
I don't think it counts.
No.
And it's also slightly pathetic.
It is slightly.
Does
you,
that mean?
Let's no, because I think if you're.
At a certain age, it's
if
fine.
If you're under 70,
yeah.
it's not good. Don't watch fireworks on TV unless you're 70.
It's nice plus. Watching the pops and everything, though.
Well, that's what you
well,
see.
That's
you watch
music. No. But if you're just watching, like, the fireworks.
On TV.
What about if you're watching the live stream of fireworks on your phone?
You're not.
Is that bad?
That's bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
Mm. I say this. If you're watching fireworks on TV, you're not really watching fireworks. It's like watching soap opera love scenes, right? It's all sparks, no bang.
Oh, my God.
I mean, right? Did you ever think?
Yeah,
no, I mean, there's no right. I'm just
wow.
saying.
I think you're
those
right.
Are good there.
fireworks. Fireworks.
Yeah, fireworks.
That's why all the soaps are being canceled.
Yeah, that's okay. There's no bang, okay? Got it. All right, 8:31. All right. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Some good stuff right there. Fleetwood Mac. Don't forget, it's a free ticket weekend now. We got your attention. Free tickets starting tomorrow. Heart, ZZ Top, Cheap Trick, Pat Benatar. All kinds of great stuff. John Fogerty, too. So be listening for that. So all weekend. So you guys are going on vacation, I understand. I'm here for 3 days, and you're gone already.
Sorry.
Good yeah. run. It was a good run.
Had some, jeez, man. Had some stuff planned before.
Yeah.
The, yeah.
Something
happened.
Changed.
Yeah. Okay.
Here, so. Yeah, I mean, I know I'm at this time of year, my wife has a big thing that she does for her work. That
yes.
She runs a giant event this time of year.
Okay.
Every year down in D.C. So she's gone for 10 days starting Friday. So my vacation is staying home with my two kids.
Vacation.
Getting them to where they need to go and doing all that stuff. And it gives me a huge appreciation for single parents. I do not know how they do it because it is tough staying home with the two kids. So
it's her, well, it's not your vacation.
Yeah. So this is
it's time off.
It's time off.
The regular
take them
job.
Camping.
And yeah, well, they have their activities that I have to get them to.
Yeah, they must have activities.
So I have all that scheduled already. So last year when this happened, I had a project around the house. My wife said, why don't you do that while you're going to be off anyway? So I rebuilt our deck last year.
Nice.
And I realized what a horrible idea that was when it was far too late.
And I was,
when so, promises no had been made.
Yeah. No stopping the deck. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I won't be doing that this year. What I might do is finish that deck.
Actually, what? Still, what do you mean?
There's one railing that I have to finish that I have
it's
not.
It's taken you a year to do one railing.
Well, then
railing.
Winter happened, and it's kind of, yeah, I didn't quite. I don't like finishing projects.
You me neither.
It's a great job,
so,
though, right? No,
well,
you did a great
it
job.
It kind of looks good because there's one railing on one side and then the other railing.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
I didn't take a picture of that.
Keeps people on their toes.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be careful.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds exciting.
That's
you got
my fun
that's my week
plan.
Ahead of you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And good luck. I mean,
yeah.
you'll be okay. We'll be back.
Yeah, so Julie Devereaux, who does middays, is going to be sliding in.
Yeah.
Doing that for.
Julie's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome.
So that's good. Any plans for you, LBF?
I just want to read a book. by myself.
Nice. That's
good luck with that.
That's it, right?
that's the dream.
And it's no Fry July you've declared for yourself.
Well, yeah, that's my plan. So, yeah. No Fry July, no French fries for all of July.
Okay, it's just French fries, not like fried,
not fried food.
No.
I reserve the right to eat fried clams, but I cannot have French fries onion rings.
Even blocked onion
rings? You can do
have
onion rings, but not fries?
I feel like you can do onion rings.
Here's the thing. It's always a choice.
Onion rings are, usually a choice.
Okay.
So I just feel like onion rings are not offered very often.
Yep. Yeah, so you have to ask for the onion ring.
Yeah. Instead of fries, could I get onion rings on that?
Yeah, but I'm not doing fries.
Yeah, no fries.
But no.
Listen.
I'm being good.
Make my own rules.
This is good. I like that. Tough challenge. Just the onion rings, please. I couldn't imagine having a French fry. All right. 8:50. All right.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. That's Duran, of course. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. Nice, sunny. 85 today. 75 right now. Oh, by the way, the 4th looks really good, right?
It does. It's going to be sunny. Couple of clouds just to, like, change things up in the sky. 85 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Are you grilling? You chilling? What are you doing? I know there's no fries.
I decided what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a game time decision.
Well, I'm thinking I got to go buy. We talked about this earlier in the show because it was highly recommended.
Thunder shirt for your dog.
For my dog, Shiloh. Smart. I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
We had enough listeners call and say that's going to help her.
It's a compression-like shirt that sort of really holds everything in the dog. It makes him feel better. But if you don't find one, you can borrow my Spanx.
On the way.
That's good.
it might be the way to go.
That's funny.
No, honey. No, I paid a lot for these.
Yeah.
These are not your average Thunder
Doggy
shirts.
Spanx. I'm going to try to find some fireworks because I've been told our 5-year-old is setting the plan for tomorrow.
Okay.
We're going
to
the beach, and then we want to find fireworks because that's what the 5-year-old wants to do.
You're doing that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, you know what? That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
So I think that's our plan.
That's sweet.
It'll be nice.
You know what? You've got to schlep.
Yeah, well,
a guy like
heaven
you,
forbid I take a day off and just sit around at home drinking beer, having a fire or something.
When
that
you have the
awful.
Little ones, you schlep. They got to see them in person. Now you get a load, you can watch on TV.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.